when a vehicle leaves the roadway, there's several things that can happen. Of course, the first thing we'd like to do is just remove the hazard from the roadway environment or roadside. The next thing is to, if we can't remove it, relocate it. If we can't do that, then we want to try to make it breakaway or yielding, like we talked about on the sign supports, you know, allow that support or that hazard, just get out of the way when it's impacted easily. And then finally, the last resort is to shield it. And the reason I say last resort is when we install a barrier or a guardrail on the roadside, that in and of itself is a hazard. And we want to make sure that that hazard that's being installed is certainly less severe than what it is we're protecting. So the development of guardrails has come a long way, and we've worked on that. And the theory behind that is when a vehicle leaves the roadway, that rail is hopefully there to contain and redirect that vehicle and keep it away from that hazard that it is shielding.